This is so bad. Okay. Okay, just relax. The lights are off, so hopefully he's asleep. Just straight to the shower I go. God, I am such a fucking mess right now. Okay. Oh my god, babe. You nearly gave me a heart attack. Hmm? Yeah, babe, I know. It's almost 4 a.m. I lost track of time. But it's fine. I can explain. Let me go take a shower first. I feel really gross. Hmm? Yeah, this is the dress I wore out. What? Why would I change? That's not important. You're probably just remembering it wrong, babe. Come on, I need to shower. Besides, I have some amazing news. Mm-hmm. What? You want me to tell you now? Babe, can't I just shower first? Are you really this upset? Fuck, babe, I'm sorry. Okay, hold on. Yes, I know. I know it's not appropriate for me to close down a club as a married woman. Stumbling home at damn near 4 a.m.? But like I said, it was for a good reason. Let's go back to the bedroom. Come here. Sit on the bed. Next to me. Babe, I know you're mad. I want to make it better. You know I hate when I upset you. Let me take care of you. The way only your wife can. Scooch a little closer to me, honey. Mm-hmm. Let me just get down on my knees between your legs. Don't you make a fuss. I'll tell you about my night. How's that, babe? I can tell you about the exciting news. You just focus on my hands wrapped around you. So, you remember how we talked about my modeling career? Well, I ran into an old friend at the club. When I told them about what I was doing, they said that they knew someone in the industry. Like, somebody who owns a huge studio and everything. Yeah, isn't that awesome? That's what I said, babe. And he wants to introduce me to them. So. Oh, yeah, he. Who is he? Babe, don't be mad, but the friend was, well, it was my ex. No, not the football player from college. Who? It was the jealous one. Yeah, the one from our wedding. I know. I haven't seen him since he decided to crash our reception. God, the way he was showing the tables all the photos of us from when him and I were dating. Ugh, babe. Just remembering it now makes me so grateful for you. Shh, babe, it's okay. Don't be mad. You got me, and I got you. And you are my dream husband. Shh, just relax. Let me... take care of you. You know, I never told you how much I appreciated you doing all the damage control with the guests. Well, I had to spend the hour trying to calm him down in our newlywed suite. I was so drained after that. Emotionally drained. Anyway, he was the friend. We started talking at the club, and it was too loud, so he invited me up to the VIP room. Huh? No, babe. It wasn't an excuse to get me alone. It was really loud in there. Do you really think that lowly of me? That I would willingly allow that? It's fine, babe. No, it's okay. I know you're just frustrated. Why don't you scoot up on the bed and lay back? What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm proving to you that you're the only one for me. I'm gonna show you what you do to me. How wet you make me. Just from tasting your cock. Shh, babe, just focus on how wet you got your wife's pussy. Oh, fuck, baby. Did you feel how easily you slid into me? Yeah, you just let me roll my hips and grind onto you. Oh, yeah? You haven't felt me this wet since our wedding night, huh, babe? This is all from you. I'm thinking about you all night while I was at the club. And sucking your perfect cock just now. Fuck. Oh, look at that creamy mess I'm leaving on your dick. What is dripping down your balls? Oh, fuck, I'm so sore. So when I was in the VIP room, God, it was gorgeous up there. There's a pillowy wraparound sofa. One-way glass looking over the dance floor. There were about 10 of his friends there, and... Yeah, I told you I would never go anywhere alone with him, babe. Not after what happened at our wedding. Besides, my girlfriends were there with me the entire time. Does that put your mind at ease a bit? Yeah? Good. So silly for thinking I would do something like that alone. Anyway, babe, I went up there and he introduced me to his friends. I wasn't sure who exactly owned the studio, so I made sure to introduce myself to each and every one of them. And try to make myself as memorable as possible, obviously. I mean, at first it was more one-on-one, but some of them would work their way in and tag-team me. It felt more like a group interview by the end. And I don't mind. I wanted to make sure to cover all my bases. Oh yeah, babe. My girlfriends were incredibly supportive. They did their best to help out with everyone. Kept them going. I think it went really well. I mean, I wouldn't have stayed out so late unless I had a good feeling about it. Oh, and fuck. Baby, I had a really, really good feeling. But here's the thing, babe. They're all gonna go to his cabin this weekend. And, he needs me to be there. No, I know we had plans. But to book me with a studio, I need a portfolio. And that's the only time he's free. Honestly, it's really sweet he'd offer to do something on his weekend away. On such short notice. Oh, babe, wait. Wait, before you answer, just listen to me. You need to understand how important this is. I haven't had a proper session, which is why I keep getting passed up. Listen, I really want you to feel good. Grab onto my ass. I know you can never really last long when I get you to do this, but please try, because this means a lot to me. Yeah, start bucking your hips. While I hover over top of you. Oh, that feels good, right? I know you're frustrated, but I want you to understand that I love you. And I want to do this for us. Oh, don't you come yet, baby. Slow down if you have to. Oh, yeah, you can stop if you have to. Just let your cock soak in my tight, hot, dripping pussy. And look at me. Look right in my eyes, babe. I promise I'll be safe. Not only does he have private security there, but all of his friends are tall and incredibly fit. I know they'll jump in if I ever find myself in a compromising position. Look, babe. I need you to say yes to this. I can't let this opportunity slip past me. I'm pulling out all the stops. They even told me to pack my modeling clothes. I'm thinking about that bikini you hate. You know, the one that you said wasn't appropriate for a married woman to wear. I figure I could use it for the shoot and just throw it away when I'm there. Since that's what you've always wanted me to do with it. Oh, baby, you're grabbing my ass so hard and thrusting so good. Oh, yeah. I like when you hold me still like that. Just bottoming out in my dripping wet pussy. Oh, and then thrusting. And then getting really deep. Do you like the feeling of my pussy milking every inch of you? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Don't come yet. Not yet, babe. Just tell me yes. Tell me I can go, baby. I need it. Yeah? Really? Oh, you mean that, baby? You're so good to me. Oh, I love you so much. You are the fucking best. You have nothing to worry about. It's mostly the same guys from tonight, so no real strangers. Oh yeah, my ex too, of course. Yeah, I saw some pictures of the cabin. There's just one master, but the bed's gonna be only for me. It's even got a veil. They'll probably just crash wherever they can, like the couch or the floor, on top of the pool table. Honestly, they'll all be too drunk to complain anyway. Besides, I couldn't really trust them not to try anything if we shared a bed, right? My ex probably showed them the same videos he showed Table 8 at our wedding. Don't be silly. I'm gonna have my ring on, babe. It's gonna be fine. And if that doesn't stop them, not packing any condoms definitely will. Anyway, I'm just gonna be there for a quick photo shoot. I'm not even gonna be the center of attention. It's a release party after all. Oh, did I not mention that? Yeah, a few of his friends paroled out of prison. God, 5 years behind bars without any sex. Could you imagine? Anyway, the getaway is for them, really. Which is why I'm so grateful he's sliding me into his busy schedule. I'm not sure. They said there was something special planned, but I didn't get the details. I don't blame them, though. How could you not? 5 years? Imagine. 5 long years without this pussy. The one that's gripping your cock so tight right now. Oh, fuck. I don't think we'd leave this bedroom for a whole weekend in that case. Nothing would get in the way of finally feeling my pussy stroking your cock off. Oh, baby. On me? Well, babe, there's security guards there. It's gonna be fine. Hell, I wouldn't be able to stop a bunch of feral men if I tried. That's what the security guards are for, right? It's okay, babe. I'll come back a changed woman. Just one step closer to my dream. Finally recognized and seen as a model. Oh, fuck. Oh, babe, that face you're making. You gonna come? You're bucking your hips so much now. Yeah, I want should come, baby. Oh, just wrap your arms around me and pull me in tight and come. And claim your wife's creamy pussy with your seed. Your sweet, innocent, devoted wife. That is all yours. I am all yours. And only yours. Just imagine how jealous they'd be if they knew that you got to do this. Just like my ex. So fucking jealous of you. All those men are gonna be spending the weekend fucking their fists, stuck with their imaginations, as they drunkenly stare at your soulmate from a distance, modeling in my skimpy little bikini. Nothing but a thin string protecting my pussy from all of those eager, horny men that are eye-fucking me. Oh, fuck, babe. Oh, I know you're close. Just imagining those huge dicks begging to be where you are now. Oh, deep inside this slutty fucking pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh my god, baby. Come to me. Come to me. Creep by my fucking pussy. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel it? So good. I love you so much. Oh my god, babe. Look at the mess you made. Fuck, you came like a dozen men. It's all dripping out of my cream-pied pussy. Oh. Yeah? It felt too good, huh? Oh, babe. I love you. Hush. You close your eyes and fall asleep. I'm gonna pack a few bags and take off to my ex's. We're all leaving from there in a few hours. The flight is super early. Don't worry about me, baby. I'll see you in a few days. You really are the absolute best husband I could ever wish for. Did you know that? Oh, also, I don't think there's much cell service up there. But I'll try my best to keep in touch. I love you, sweetheart. Now, get some rest.